The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who asks of you. And if anyone takes away what is yours, do not ask for it back again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is All Saints Sunday, and there is a conspiracy afoot. Even the lectionary compilers assigning this gospel passage for this day is evidence. About the so-called Sermon on the Mount, specifically the Beatitudes that we hear here, Luther said, "They have sucked poison out of this beautiful rose and scattered it everywhere." What is this poison of which Luther spoke, and who are they that scatter it? Answer: Christians who attempt to turn this passage into the gospel. Christians who lead others down the poisonous dead end of making this passage prescriptive, that is, a method of salvation. Christians who assert that those who are holy are those who deny themselves success, security, and the enjoyment of both the fruits of their labor and their relationship with others, all while loving, blessing, and praying for those who mistreat them, assault them, and steal from them. Christians who proclaim that those who have been very successful at killing themselves while keeping the golden rule of doing unto others as one would have done to himself or herself, they are the ones who have earned sainthood. Try hard enough, and you too might become the patron saint of something, they say. Keep up the good work, and you too might find your way into the book of saints and find your name among the over 10,000 success stories documented there, we hear. That is the poison of which Luther spoke. I suspect by now you're wanting me to chill out a bit. After all, this is the day we remember our blessed dead who have died in the faith. Yes, exactly, and that's why I'm bothered. I'm bothered by that cursed conspiracy of turning the law into the gospel. The cursed bondage of the will that seeks by hook or crook to force Jesus to make some room for sinners who are captivated by the belief that they can and they must add to what Christ has accomplished for their salvation. I'm bothered by that cursed theology of glory that claims saints are self-made rather than Christ-made. That is not what this gospel reading is about. Well, what then is this passage if not the gospel? What is it if not a prescription for salvation and a pathway to sainthood? Answer: This passage is pure, unadulterated, 100% law. This passage is God's law functioning just as His law always does, never saving, but rather exposing and then condemning sinners. So instead of functioning as a prescription for salvation, Jesus' words actually describe the plight of sinners. You see, Jesus' words expose where a sinner's priorities and trust actually reside. Success, wealth, stuff, entertainment, and reputation are all trusted to provide what is most needed in this life. Conversely, trusting that the gospel alone is all that matters in this life, even if it might mean enduring unsuccess and poverty, lack, unhappiness, and persecution, trusting that, well, that's impossible. And just so, Jesus' words expose, they expose our sinful idolatry. Jesus' words here point out in vivid detail where the trust of a sinner's heart resides and the inability to do anything about it. No, this passage is not about salvation by works of the law. This passage is about Jesus Christ, who shuts sinful mouths and stills sinful hands, trying to do what only He can do. This passage is about Jesus Christ, who then gives the good news of God's mercy to people stalked at every turn by sin, death, and the devil. And so, the Savior has sent me with a promise that I am all too happy to give you. You are forgiven unconditionally by the Father for Christ's sake. Jesus Christ has conquered your death and the death of your loved ones, and now you and they will live eternally. Jesus Christ has defeated the evil one, and so His threats and His accusations against you are hollow. So, blessed, 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 blessed are you, child of God. And do you know what that means? It means you are a saint of Christ's making, for there is no other kind. Amen.